1 week out from President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily halting immigration from citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries, let's gauge public reaction with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, I'm curious, does approval on this issue equate with approval for the job Donald Trump is doing overall?
They're close. We just asked this week approval or disapproval of three of his controversial, that is, Trump's controversial executive orders. The indefinitely suspending the United States Syrian refugee program, that's the wording we use, came right out of Trump's executive order. 36 approve, 58 disapprove. Ordering the temporary ban on entry into the U.S. for most people from seven predominantly Muslim countries, 42 approve. 55 disapprove. And his overall approval rating this week, Trump's overall approval rating, has been right in the 42-43% range. So I would say, yes, in general, Americans are looking at Trump overall and his policies kind of in one big fell swoop. They either like him or they don't.
Though the preponderance of those who voted with Trump are pleased with these executive orders.
Oh, that's right. And that's an interesting point because we've talked about it before. At this point, for all previous presidents we have measured, the overall approval rating has been above water, more positive than negative, in many cases overwhelmingly so, like Obama in 2009. Right out of the chute, Donald Trump has a majority of Americans who say they disapprove of the job he's doing. And naturally, that's due to this tremendous polarization where Democrats very negative, Republicans very positive. And that's the same thing for these executive orders. Republicans say they're great. Democrats overwhelmingly say they disapprove.
Frank, in the course of presenting Neil Gorsuch as his selection to fill the open seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, Donald Trump said the composition of the court was the primary motivator for millions who went to the polls and voted for him. Do the numbers bear that out?
Well, he said millions, and remember, 63 million people voted for Trump, approximately. So it doesn't take a very big percent of that group to, in fact, be millions who say that was most important. I look back at the exit poll data, which were done just after the election, and overall, just 21% of Americans said Supreme Court appointments were the most important factor. That was slightly higher for Trump's voters than for Clinton's, but that's still well below half of Trump voters. A lot of them said it was an important factor, but not the most important.
Though interesting, it was a bigger mover for Trump supporters than for Clinton supporters to go to the polls on that issue alone.
That's right. According to the exit polls of those who say it was the most important factor, more of those people were Trump voters than were voters for Hillary Clinton. Absolutely.
We speak often about the diminishment of faith across several institutions, including ours, the media, and Trump is certainly targeting the media. Does that resonate with Americans?
It's kind of mixed. 36% of Americans say that the media have been too tough on Trump. That's certainly been the sentiment that Trump and his advisors have been using, saying that the media are the enemy. But less than half of Americans say the media has actually been too tough. 30% say about right, and then 28% say the media have not been tough enough. Very different from Obama. We asked the same question in late January 2009, and then about half of Americans said about right. Very few Americans said that the media had been too tough on Obama. Clearly not a majority of Americans who think the media has been too tough, but of course, most of those people who think the media has been too tough are Republicans.
Frank, let's park politics to the side for a moment. I understand there's new polling from Gallup on an annual update on religion by state.
Absolutely. It's always fascinating to look at where the states come in on religiosity, as is true for so much. Our three states in our area, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey, are right in the middle in terms of religiousness. Mississippi is the most religious state in the union, as it has been every year we've done this. 59% of residents of Mississippi we classify as very religious. Other very religious states are Alabama and Utah, up in the 50% range. Pennsylvania, 38% of residents of the Keystone State are very religious. 37% of Delaware residents and 34% of New Jersey residents are very religious. And that's right about in the middle, certainly well above Vermont. How many times do we have to talk about New England? For some reason, they're just not religious. Only 21% of Vermont residents we classify as very religious.
Frank, what is Gallup's criteria for assessing religiousness?
We base it on two questions. How often do you attend religious services? And is religion important to you in your daily life? And to be very religious, you have to attend religious services every week or almost every week and also say that religion is very important in your daily life.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.